Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I like the challenge of working puzzles, seeing what goes with what, especially those big 1,000-piece puzzles. The colors that are similar, the shading and highlighting that matches, the shape that is needed right there. I do the outside first. Does everyone do the outside first? I mean, you gotta do the outside first. Then group together similar colors. Before long, parts of the picture are revealed, then a little more. Often about 3/4 of the way through, I wonder, where are all these pieces going to go? The next day, I question if I really have all the pieces, and I start looking under the table. But one by one, the picture fills up. The whole scene is revealed. And then that one piece that was flat on one side, but was obviously not part of the edge, made sense. The season of Epiphany has been about revealing who Jesus is, revealing God's desires, God's plans. Like putting together one of those big puzzles, we have seen little bits of the picture of God's desires revealed. Today is Transfiguration Sunday, the end of the season of Epiphany. On the first Sunday after Epiphany, we celebrated the baptism of our Lord, Jesus baptized by John in the River Jordan. Today, Jesus is on the mountaintop meeting with Moses and Elijah. On both days, baptism of our Lord and transfiguration, we hear God's words, "This is my Son, the Beloved." All that we have learned about Jesus since his baptism, God confirms on the mountaintop in his voice, that voice from the cloud. Jesus, God's Son, God's Beloved, called followers, telling them he would have them fish for people. He whom the unclean spirit called Holy One of God is still God's Beloved. He who healed Simon's mother-in-law and many others is loved by God. He who proclaimed that the good news of God has come near is still beloved by God. In addition to God loving Jesus, God has transfigured Jesus, made his face and body and even his clothes to become bright, white, whiter than any human could bleach them. And no, this is not a Tide commercial. Jesus' body was shining, like Moses was shining on the mountain where he met with God, where God gave him the tablets of the Ten Commandments. That same mountain where Moses would come to speak with God about his problems with the people. And Moses would go down the mountain with his face shining so brightly that the people begged him to wear a veil so they could stand to look at him. Here is another part of the puzzle that God is revealing today. God allows Moses to appear to the transfigured Jesus and to his companions, and Elijah too. Elijah, the great prophet who had defeated hundreds of the prophets of the God of the foreign queen. Elijah, who, having fled the soldiers of the foreign queen to a solitary cave, heard God in the sound of sheer silence. Elijah, the prophet who, like Moses, struck the water and the waters parted for him, and was taken up from earth in fire and wind as Elisha watched. God allows Elijah to speak with Jesus too, the great leader of God's people and the great prophet of the people. Meet the son of a carpenter, who is then declared again to be God's beloved son. Only this time, in addition to those words that God spoke at Jesus' baptism, God adds, listen to him. Do we have the picture? Almost. It's not yet complete. Jesus cautions his disciples who joined him on the mountaintop to keep this event quiet. And they do keep this secret, at least until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. For while much has been revealed, while the picture is getting clearer, there is more to come. There is more to be filled in. There is more to listen to and feel and dread. We are about to enter into Lent, the season of Jesus' suffering, the season of Jesus' pain, the season of sin rising against God's love and God's will. In one sense, when Lent is over, we will have a complete picture. But again, not quite. For the puzzle of what God is doing will not be complete until each one of us stands before God, humble before our Creator. Then the beauty of all that God has in mind will be clear to us. In the meantime, let us remember the shining experiences of this day and the echo of God's words from the cloud. This is my Son, my beloved. Listen to him. We will. We will. Amen.